Almighty God, you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The scripture is from 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 14. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity result in the thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the need of God's of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have provided yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their heart will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. This is the word of the Lord. Most of you know me. My name is Nancy Resnick. For those of you who don't, that's who I am. I have the pleasure of overseeing stewardship. So instead of this, I chose this passage because it ties in so nicely with stewardship. And I am going to speak on stewardship today, okay? My title is Stewardship, the S word, and not the S word that everybody thinks of when somebody comes asking you for money, okay? This is mostly written by a gentleman called Robert Bull, okay? And I chose him because what he has to say is very important, and I figured, why reinvent the wheel? Stewardship is a spiritual matter, not a code word for raising money. As I sat down to do research and write a speech for this year's annual stewardship, I came across this article by Robert Bull. He seems to say it best. He also seems to say it all. So I decided to read you excerpts from his article. Why Reinvent the Wheel? I am also including songs of spiritual stewardship between his writings. The best way I know how to praise God is for his goodness, is lifting it up in song. So I will start, and then please join me at each break to sing. One of the curious things about Presbyterian and stewardship is that those who have the least tend to give the most. Percentage-wise, more people with income less than $25,000 tithe, give 10%, than those who have greater income. The same is true of the way they give their time and talents to the church. Perhaps it's because they have learned one of the greatest theological and biblical truths that Malachi taught the Hebrew people about the reward of faithfulness. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and thus put me to test. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you the overflowing blessing. That's from 3:10. This is not a gospel of prosperity, but an illusion of who receives the greater benefit, the giver or the receiver. We discover the joy of giving when we discover that stewardship is everything we do from the moment we confess Jesus Christ as Lord. The Russian writer Nicholas Burdock once said, "If I am hungry, it is a material problem. If someone else is hungry, it's a spiritual problem." Those who exhibit exemplary stewardship have made this an intensely spiritual matter. A poor church is not one without money, but one without vision. We at Celebration have a clear biblical and theological understanding of our mission of our church, and I believe we will have a healthy stewardship practice emerge. The New Testament church leaders discovered that stewardship did not come naturally. It was a learned discipline. Paul wrote to his young colleague Timothy to teach the people in Ephesus that there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into this world so that we take nothing out of it. This is from Timothy 6:6-7. We might say it this way: we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give away. We believe that the mission of the church is to make disciples, to teach people to obey the commandments of Christ. And we have to remember that Jesus also said, if we want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Exciting things can happen in Celebration Presbyterian if we put new emphasis on stewardship and in its fullest dimension, which includes a person's time, talent, and treasures. More and more, we need to talk about tithing time, talent, and treasures. They emphasize that Christian living necessarily involves Christian giving.
Take none.
On average, Presbyterians give 1.5% of their annual income to the church, an average of about $580 annually, which results in a total of $1.5 billion. If every Presbyterian tithed, together we would give $9.5 billion. Where there is a vibrant, exciting church, that congregation has made stewardship a spiritual matter. For those Presbyterians, stewardship has to do with how they live and their daily commitments to Jesus Christ as their Lord. I once heard a pastor say, "When you give only your money, you give very little. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give." Churches discovered people need to learn stewardship and discover the joy of giving. The emphasis began not on giving of money, but on the giving of time through volunteer service within the church and its mission programs supported by the church. We've discovered it is far easier for Christians to act their way into a new way of thinking than it is to think their way into a new way of acting. The good news about Presbyterians and their stewardship of time, talent, and treasure is that when authentic mission needs are presented, many respond generously. The mission and ministry of Presbyterian congregations would be vastly more significant if every member tithed. This can only happen when we believe that we're the whole realm of nature mine, that we're a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And this is from the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," which is the next hymn. The Book of Order is explicit in its stewardship emphasis. Giving has always been a mark of Christian commitment and discipline. The ways in which a believer uses God's gifts of material goods, personal abilities, and time should reflect a faithful response to God's self-giving in Jesus Christ and Christ's call to minister and to share with others in the world. Tithing is a primary expression of Christian discipline of stewardship. Those who follow the discipline of Christian stewardship will find themselves called to the lives of simplicity, generosity, honesty, hospitality, compassion, respectability, and concern for the earth and God's creatures. The Christian life is an offering of oneself to God. In the worship, the people are presented with the costly self-offering of Jesus Christ and are claimed and set free by him and are led to respond by the offering to him their, by offering him their lives, their particular gifts and abilities, and their material goods. Next week, there'll be a stewardship package given to you. As you read through them, please remember what we have talked about today. Please pray and consider what stewardship means to you and how you can prayfully give, not just monetary, but of yourself, your time, and of your talents. I thank you for your time, I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for your generous giving. This is for the charge and benediction. If you could please stand. The Spirit of God inspires, listen. The Spirit of God transforms, grow. The Spirit of God empowers, go and be and do. And may you, those you encounter, and those who are touched beyond that encounter, discover and know the grace, love, and peace of God each and every day. Amen.